Welcome to the Magnetic Leadership Podcast by Educator Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everyone. So glad to have you on our call. Love doing these calls and just being with a team doing work that matters. And oh my goodness, can you believe it? It's March, well into March 2024. It's just unimaginable almost. And just thinking how fast time goes by. Do you remember when you were young and you first conceived the idea of what time was? And just kind of thinking in your mind, time, what is that? What's going on in the future and the present and the past? And I remember just being very young thinking, okay, what's the past? Well, it's a memory. What's the future? And then I'm thinking, okay, let me just play in this moment. I'm traveling through time. And so I'm going to be thinking just in a moment in the future, okay, I'm going to look at something, and when that happens, that'll be right at that moment. But then all of a sudden it's past. And I just was really interested with that idea. Maybe it might be corny, but I started thinking about, okay, I'm going to make a bookmark in my life. Here I am at this moment. I'm thinking about this. I'm looking around and seeing everything. And okay, it hasn't happened yet. I'm looking. Okay, bang. And then I just make that mental note. And then down in the future, I'm looking back and thinking those same thoughts, remembering, looking around in my mind of those things. I remember once some years ago, Valerie and I were up at Schweitzer in the summertime, and we were walking along hand in hand. And this moment, let's think about this. We're looking around, beautiful, green and wonderful. And here we are standing, and let's do this again 6 months from now. Because think about this, we'll be standing here in our skis, and we're probably going to be standing about 6 or 7 feet higher than what we are right now because of the snow. And it's just fun thinking about those little memories and those little bookmarks, if you will, in my life. And I'm so fascinated with time. And one of the things I'd like to share with you is something I heard from Jim Rohn in an earlier album, listening to him. And it struck me as so well written, so profound, that I actually, and this is before the internet, this is years ago, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I just went ahead and wrote it out, stretched up on my cassette player, and it's so beautiful. In fact, I had it memorized for a while, but listen to this and see what you think, because if you think about every time we wake up in the morning, it's a new contract with existence. Isn't that a fun thought? Each day it matters. And so here we go. This is Arnold Bennett, quoted by Jim Rohn. And he said, "The time is the inexplicable raw material of everything. With it, all is possible. Without it, nothing. The supply of time is truly a daily miracle, an affair genuinely astonishing when one examines it. You wake up in the morning and lo, your purse is magically filled with 24 hours of the unmanufactured tissue of the universe of your life. It is yours. It is the most precious of possessions. No one can take it from you. It is unstealable, and no one receives either more or less than you receive. In that realm of time, there is no aristocracy of wealth and no aristocracy of intellect. Genius is never rewarded by even an extra hour a day. And there is no punishment. Waste your infinitely precious commodity as much as you will, and the supply will never be withheld from you. Moreover, you cannot draw on the future. Impossible to get into debt. You can only waste the passing moment. You cannot waste tomorrow. It is kept for you. You cannot waste the next hour. It is kept for you. I have said the affair is a miracle, is it not? You have these 24 hours of daily time to live. Out of it, you want to spend health, pleasure, money, content, respect, and the evolution of your immortal soul. Its right use, its most effective use, is a matter of the highest urgency and the most thrilling actuality. all depends on that. You cannot arrange that an income of 24 hours shall exactly cover all proper items of expenditure. Wow. Okay, if you cannot do that, one does muddle one's whole life indefinitely. We shall never have any more time. We have, and we have always had, all the time there is. I think that's such a wonderful thought right there. And here we are at the beginning of a new day, and I've got this on my wall, and you've probably heard of this, that today is the first day of the rest of my life. This is the beginning of a new day. I have been given this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. But what I do today is important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that I have traded for it. I want it to be gain and not loss, good and not evil, success and not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price that I have paid for it. I will try just for today, for never to fail until you stop trying. And so I think that's such a good thought. Here's another thought. I think that's a morning prayer. Dear Lord, so far I've done all right. I haven't gossiped, haven't lost my temper, haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. And I'm really glad about that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to be getting out of bed. And from then on, I'm going to need a lot of help. But I think that's such a wonderful thing, this precious idea of time. And one of the things I really remember so vividly was the opportunity to be at a luncheon with John Maxwell. There was about a dozen of us around a table, and we were all taking notes. And this is where I first heard this, and perhaps it might be my all-time favorite book from John Maxwell, and it's a book originally written called Today Matters. And he's used this analogy a lot of times, and it's stuck in my mind so much that he talks about this, that success, it just doesn't suddenly occur one day in someone's life. And for that matter, neither does failure. It's all a process. And this is something that sounded presumptuous listening to him say this right at first, but think about this. He says that if I could come to your house and spend just one day with you, and here's the thing. He says, spending one day with you, I would be able to tell whether or not you will be successful. And you can pick the day. If I got up with you in the morning and went through the day with you and watching you for 24 hours, I could tell you in what direction your life is headed. And the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. If you make a few key decisions and then manage them well in your daily agenda, you will succeed. And you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Wow. And that probably, there's a lot of ideas about success and failure, but I think we could all agree that one of the biggest definitions or defining things between a successful person and an unsuccessful person, or anything, is just the way people use their time. It's such an important aspect. Some other things I think is really, really interesting about time. When you look at entrepreneurs versus if you have a job, one of the things is their perception of time. Now, I think everyone should be looking at time as a scarce commodity, something very precious. But if you look at, if you're just a typical employee, your time is divided into two distinct areas. So your time working for your job and then your personal time. And if you're thinking like that, well, the time you devote to the employer, so you get a paycheck, that's their time. But when you leave work, then you think, that's my time, and I go home. What do I do with that? And I think one of the big things is, generally, if you have an employee mindset, you're trading time for either money or enjoyment. And that might happen throughout life. And that's not necessarily really a bad thing, but compared to what? If you look at an entrepreneur, I think it's a whole different idea on how they think about time, how they use it. And again, everyone holds time as just immense value. But what if you could invest it? Time is money, they say. Well, to an entrepreneur, time is the most valuable asset, much more valuable than money. And understanding that the correlation between how you invest time, that's such a huge thing. And I think in terms, just as an example, when we have a business like Avini, where you're teaching people to teach people, you're spending your time and you're putting time into a bank, so to speak, where you can get an enormous return. So you spend an hour, and what if you could actually gain more hours, purchase more time? The reality is we do need to work, and income is as a part of that reality. Zig Ziglar says it so well that money is not the most important thing, but it's right up there next to oxygen. And the way that money is used, it's really an important part of how we live our lives. And the thing I like when I think about these terms and ideas right here is if you have the employee, regular thing, it's go to work and then get paid, very linear. But in Avini or businesses like that, you can actually compound. And that's the magic, something that you do daily again and again, but it can compound. And so what if you taught some other people about the business and taught them how to teach people about that business? You could see that if you could set aside, say, 5 hours a week consistently over time, but because of that, it started compounding because you were teaching other people, and all of a sudden they're, as an example, investing 5 hours a week. So as an example, let's say you're putting in 5 hours a week and you enroll 3 people that they're excited about it and they're putting in 5 hours a week, just to keep it simple. All of a sudden you've got 20 hours a week going into the business that you're creating. And if you carried that further and they each had 3 people investing 5 hours, and of course it's all different, but you can get the point where suddenly you could be being paid for 1,000 hours a week. How could there be 1,000 hours a week? Well, by everybody putting in 5 hours a week, or 6 or 2 or something. Though the big thing is do something every day, and then magic things happen. Again, John Maxwell says you will never change your life until you change something you do daily. And that's what it's all about. And I just get so excited about this. You know, now here's going back to Jim Rohn, and this is some of the things I wrote out, and I just thought about it again and again. And you know, one of the most wonderful things is you can take someone else's ideas and make them your own by just thinking about them. And I sometimes tell people that some of my greatest thinking was done by someone else. And so here's Jim Rohn, and I love this idea that sadly he has gone from this world, but his influence remains. And hearing his words, you can be influenced by Jim Rohn across time and space. It's just so powerful. And so this is some thoughts that he brings up to us, that each of us has 2 distinct choices to make about what we do with our lives. The first choice is we can do less than we have the capacity to be, to earn less, to have less, to read less and think less, to try less and discipline ourselves less. These are the choices that lead to possibly an empty life. These are the choices that, once made, lead to a life of possible apprehension instead of wondrous anticipation. And the second choice, to do it all, to become all that we can possibly be, to read every book that we possibly can, to earn as much as we possibly can, to give and share as much as we possibly can, to strive and produce and accomplish as much as we possibly can. All of us have that choice to do or not to do, to be or not to be all that we can, or to be less, or to be nothing at all. And here's the thing that he brings up, and he talks about how tall does a tree grow? Well, I answer, as tall as it can. And since human beings have this wonderful power of choice, they can choose not to be as tall as they can. Well, be a tree. Like a tree, have a worthy challenge. Stretch upward as forward as much as you can, your full capabilities. And I just love this idea. Zig Ziglar talks about it, that he believes that we were engineered for success, endowed with seeds of greatness, that we really have a possible, just there's who knows what kind of potential a human being really has. We've been gifted with so many things. So why not do all that we can, every moment that we can? Be the best that we can. I am so grateful to have a Vini right now in my life. It is the most thrilling thing to think right now, of all the times I've been around, this is my favorite job, if you will. This is where it's at. Wow. Is it hard? That depends. Going back to John Maxwell, I love it. How do you know you're on the road to success? It's uphill all the way. And here's the thing, though. Being involved with this, it's been said that growth is painful. Change is painful. But I'll tell you, nothing is as painful as just staying stuck somewhere where you don't belong. And I think that's the most frustrating thing. I believe we can only truly be happy when we're in the process of growth, when we're in the process of accomplishment. I think that's just the nature of ourselves. I think all of us are searching for just the freedom to direct oneself, to be anxiously engaged in something that matters, to be working with people. We're not meant to be alone, and we can do so much more when we're all together. But, oh, goodness, it's such a fun thing to be involved. But going back to some quotes, this is Paul J. Meyer. He says that no one ever becomes truly great by accident. Neither will you achieve success by some quirk or fate or stroke of fortune. Success requires action. Before you can have, you must do. And before you can do, you must become. Remember that big things are never done by little people. By contrast, however, it takes and often takes a big person to do little things and big events, and always the consequence, that big events are always the consequence of a series of small preparatory actions. And that's one of the most powerful things that, again, going back to John Maxwell, that a success or failure, it's just the day-to-day agenda, doing things again and again, allowing them to compound. And so on my wall, I've got something that I look at all the time and think in my mind that at this moment, right now, I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. Wow, what if you actually did that and had a successful day? Could you have a successful day? Well, have another successful day. Pretty soon you'll have a successful week and a successful month. And here we are, not even 2 years into Avini. We've got a successful company, but imagine Avini in 5 years as it continues to compound and grow. And this idea that so many successful people are just simply people that are common people doing common things, but they're doing those common things that are productive and doing them every day, allowing it to compound. And oh my goodness, we're all in a very special position. We have inside information. Hardly anyone knows about Avini. I've heard it said, and I love it, that this company is the sleeper of the century. And nobody knows about us, but they will, because we're getting the word out, and it's going to start compounding. And be a glad I did in a few years. Don't be, I wish I would. Jump in. Decide to be a big part of this. Again, success is simply, so often, just people that recognize an idea before anybody else does, and they just hustle every day. And as the company and the idea, everything starts growing, they become a big part of that. And so choose. How tall does the tree grow? How tall do you grow? As tall as you can, I would suggest. So this is worthy of your all. If you're waiting for something better to come along, well, in the meantime, work this really hard, because this just might be that best thing that ever comes. Again, I just love at this moment, right now, I'm in my very favorite job. I'm in my A game, and I suggest you make this your A game too, and just play hard. Just really stretch. That will give you, I believe, the happiest life, when you know you're giving your all. Don't hold back. Be all in. This is not the time to dabble. So love you all, and grateful that you're part of our team. If anybody has any questions or comments.
Thank you for joining the Magnetic Leadership Podcast with Dave Johnson. Take charge of your health and detoxify today with Avini Premium Products.